Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Master Shani, Daf Mem, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah and the Vilna Sura Daf. It's at the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Mars Mir Masar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. The Gemara tells us, Masnis and Doik Rishim and Gamaliel, our Mishnah is not like Rishim and Gamaliel. The Taninon, we learned, Rishim and Gamaliel Omer, Loyal and Mishichas and Master Shani, he Pidyonai. Whenever a person is Moshech, the Master Shani, he pulls it towards himself, that's when his Chia for Pidyon kicks in. We learned in our Mishnah that if Shimon's buying Master Shani from Ruvain, and he's Moshech it, and it's worth one, and then it jumps up to two, or he's mashech it at two, and then it drops in value to one, he only has to be paid it at the current value, not at the original value. And that's obviously not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that the moment you're mashech it, that's the value you have to be paid it at. We continue discussing the first case of the Mishnah, which again was that Shimon bought a sella's worth of Maaser Sheni from Reuven. He did the Mashicha when it was worth a sella, and then before he had the chance to pay a sella for it, it jumped up to be worth two sella, so he has to pay two sella, because that's the value of the Maaser Sheni right now. Rabbi says, B'Shem Blazer, Imus even Chaimish al sella Shnia, he doesn't have to add on a fifth when he's being paid as Maaser Sheni. And Rabbi Blazer Mistakelbe, your Blazer was looking at him, and normally Rabbi Yossi told him, Mat Mistakelbe, what are you looking at me like that for? Af Rabbi Hila Maidiba, even Rabbi Hila agrees to this din. Kado Amr Rabbi Yechanan, this is based off what Rabbi Yechanan said, the call Maaser Sheni she'enu hu upidyan mishaloi ena Maaser Chaimesh. If the pidyan, meaning the money redeeming the Maaser Sheni, and the Maaser Sheni itself don't belong to him, so he doesn't have to add on a fifth. And over here, he might own the produce, but he doesn't own the money, because he's really just giving the money to the fellow who sold it to him. Therefore, he does not have to add on a fifth when he's being paid as Maaser Sheni. And going into the next case, Mishnah where we had said, I'll pay the Maaser Sheni, Veloy Kar Vachulu, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Tzar Chalfarish. And this was discussing where a fellow was paid his Maaser Sheni, and he wasn't Kar Hashem. He didn't expressly stipulate that this is a pidyon for that. And we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says that he has to be Mefarish. He has to clearly say that this is a pidyon, and if not, it's not valid. Whereas Rabbi Yossi said that Dayoy, it's sufficient. Even though he didn't expressly stipulate it, it's not a problem and it's a valid pidyon. Now the Mishnah had continued on to say that this is the same machlokes when we're talking about Gittin and Kiddushin. If a man is talking to a woman about her Gittin or Kiddushin, and then he hands her the Get or Kiddushin, and he doesn't say anything, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he has to be mefarish what he's doing, and if not, it's not a valid Get or Kiddushin, whereas Rabbi Yossi says it's sufficient. So first we clarify Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, Ma'u Tzarech Lefarish, what does that mean he has to be mefarish what he's doing? And the answer to that is, he either has to tell her, Zagitech, this is your Get, Zagidushech, or this is your Kiddushin, and Vahacha over here as well, he would have to say, Zeh Pidyan Maaser Sheni, this is Pidyan Maaser Sheni. Now we clarify the machlaikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeir says the name of Chiyah Barbon, and Abba Bar Tachlifa says B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Ma Pligin, what's the machlaikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? That's when they went off topic, they distracted themselves, and they started talking about something else. Meaning they're talking about her get, or they're talking about her kiddushin, and then they start discussing the weather, what they're going to be doing for Shabbos, and then he pulls out a piece of paper or some money and hands it to her. So we have this machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not he has to be mefarish, this is your get, this is your kiddushin. Avol says the Gemara, Im hayu asukin ba'isei inyan, get who? If they're still in the middle of discussing that very inyan, they're in the middle of talking about her get, or they're in the middle of talking about her kiddushin, and then he hands her money or he hands her a piece of paper, he doesn't have to say this is your kiddushin or this is your get. It's obvious because they're in the middle of that discussion. Now, Ma'amah based on top, Rav Chagai bo kum Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chagai suggested in front of Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe k Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nosson k Rabbi Yehuda. It seems to be that Rebbe is like Rabbi Yossi and Rav Nosson is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, before we see what Rebbe and Rav Nosson are arguing about, let's just clarify something. There are two different types of shlichos by get. A woman could appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. This fellow accepts the get for the woman. He's mekabel it for her, and the moment it goes into his hand, she's divorced. But we also have a shliach l'haylacha. He's just a shliach to bring it, and she's not divorced until she actually receives it in her hand. And this mission discusses where the woman appointed a shliach l'kabbalah, but the husband decided he wants the shliach to be a shliach l'haylacha. And that's what the Gemara picks up with. The Tanin Taman we learned over there in Maseches Gittin. Let's say the husband told the shliach, Iyav shishit kabbalah, I do not want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah for her, ela heylacha v'tenla, take it, I want you to give it to her, meaning I want you to give it to her as a shliach l'haylacha, so m'ratz l'hachzir yachzir. If he wants to be chazir, if he wants to retract this get, he wants to take it back, he wants to call up the shliach mid-journey and say, don't give it to her, he could be chayzer. Because the husband has successfully changed the designation of the shliach, he's not a shliach l'kabbalah anymore, he's just a shliach l'haylacha, and therefore it's not a get until it actually reaches the woman. And we continue discussing this, Masisa de Rebbe, the following is Rebbe. The Tani we have a brasa that tells us, Amra, if the woman said, hiskabel igiti, that's the proper girsa, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah for me. V'halach, and the shliach went, v'amar lo, and he told the husband, ishtacha Amra, your wife told me, hiskabel igiti, I want you to accept my get for me, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. And then the husband told the shliach as follows, bring it to her, or he told him, give it to her, or he told him, Zachala, or his Skabala, be Zaychet for her, be Mekabalit for her. In all these cases, Rebbe says if the husband wants to be Chazir, he wants to retract the get, call the Shliach back, he's not able to, because the Shliach told him, I'm a Shliach LaKabbalah, and then he handed the get over to him. So clearly, the husband's okay with him being a Shliach LaKabbalah. Whereas Rav Nosson says that no. If the husband told the Shliach, or then chayzer, he is able to be chayzer from the get. But if he told the shliach zachala or v'hiskabala imratzalachzer lo yachzer, he can't be chayzer. Now let's just clarify shitas Rebbe. Rebbe says bekulin in all these situations lo yachzer, he's not to be chayzer, meaning the husband can't retract the get ad shiyomer loy until he tells the shliach ef shishet kabloy, I do not want you to be a shliach lekabala ela shataylichayla, you have to bring it to her as a shliach lehaylacha. Now before we continue, it seems to be clear that Rebbe's like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe says there's no need for being mefarish anything. The shliach said I'm a shliach lekabala, and the husband handing the get over, that means the shliach is a shliach lekabala, and the moment he receives the get, the wife's automatically divorced, and that's why the husband can't be chayzer. Whereas Rabbi Nassim's like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person has to be mefarish, and therefore when the husband hands it over and says I lichayla or v'nasnayla, he's telling the shliach I want you to be shliach lehaylacha, not lekabala. Now before we get to Rabbi Yossi's response, Rabbi Chagai, the Gemara just says v'kashal d'Rebbe. It seems we have a question on Rebbe because haylech, if the husband tells a shliach haylech, take it, that's the proper girsa. Why don't we understand it as follows? Midiburi, that the husband's telling the shliach, I want you to take it based off of what my dibur is, meaning based off of what my instructions are, how I want it to be. And therefore, imratz alachzer lo yachzer, if the husband wants to be chayzer, he's not able to be chayzer. Why not? He's telling the shliach, I want you to do it like I want, not like my wife wants. And therefore, you're shliach lahaylacha. Because Rav Nassim, we also have a question on Rav Nassim, because if he tells the shliach, heylacha, take it, and that's mashma midibura, that he's telling the shliach, take it based off of what she says, nonetheless, in this case, imratz alachzer, yachzer, that's a proper girsa. If he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. But previously said, according to Rav Nassim, he's not to be chayzer. And so what's pshat over here? Now, Rav Chana answers this question by telling us, nasa shluchai ushlucha. When he tells the shliach, heylacha, take it, he's really making him into his shliach and her shliach. Meaning, it's like he's telling the shliach, I want you to be my shliach, a shliach lehaylacha, but I'm also agreeing to what you're saying, that you're her shliach, that you're shliach lekabalah. And what's the psak in this case? Isa Amar, Isa tells us, kulin detanino and shluchai shlucha, anytime a Mishnah tells us that it's shluchai shlucha, megreshes ve'ena megreshes, she's suffic divorced. But either which way, going back to what Rav Chagai suggested in front of Rabbi Yossi, the Rebbe's like Rabbi Yossi and Rav Nassim's like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Leih, Rabbi Yossi told Rav Chagai, Uma biyadcha, what's in your hand? Meaning, what are you suggesting? How could you say that? Va'am Rav Zair, the name of Chibar Von, and Adar Bar Tachlifa said, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, we had this just before, Ma pligin, what's the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah? B'shem fligu daitul n'yonam acherim. That's only when they went off topic to discuss other things. And that's where they have this whole machlokes, if they're discussing something else. They're not talking about her getting her kiddushin anymore, and then he hands her get her kiddushin, so we have this machlokes whether it's valid. Avalam hayo asukin ba'isei inyan. But if they're in the middle of discussing the very inyan, getu, of course it's 100% valid get, even according to Yehuda, and there's no need to be mefarish, because they're in the middle of discussing the get. And v'hach over here, with the discussion between Rebbe and Reb Nassim, afilu heino sukin ba'isei inyan, even though they are being Isaac in that inyan, in the middle of talking about her get, the shliach came and said, your wife told me I should be a shliach lekabala. And right away, the husband handed him the get. And nonetheless, he a machlekes, there's still a machlekes between them, so clearly, the machlekes Rebbe and Reb Nassim is not the same machlekes Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda. Because once again, Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda are only arguing if they're not currently discussing her get or her kiddushin, whereas Rebbe and Reb Nassim argue even though they're in the middle of discussing her get. And so we see the Rav Chagai's suggestion from Rebbe Yossi is not valid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with somewhat of a related topic. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.